Welcome to a new episode of Flossert's podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Corenda, and today I'm excited to welcome Ronald Schild, Flossert's newly appointed CEO. With over two decades of international leadership in digital infrastructure, media, and artificial intelligence, Ronald now joins Managing Director Thorsten Niklas to form a dynamic duo at the helm of Flossert's new management board. Ronald's focus on business development, digital innovation, and organizational growth marks an exciting new chapter for us at Flossert, and we are thrilled to have him on board. And I'm especially thrilled to have him here today. Welcome, Ronald. Thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thanks, Andrea. Thanks for the nice words.
Ronald, as you settle into your new role, what are your priorities for Flossert in the first 100 days? And looking further ahead, what long-term goals are you focusing on?
My first 100 days will be a steep learning experience, first and foremost. I want to fully understand all aspects of the business, and I want to set the course for Flossert to be the most trusted certifier for ethical business. Already today, Flossert is an integral part of the Fairtrade system. We add credibility and trust to Fairtrade. And trust is a Flossert value that is recognized far beyond the Fairtrade system. And that's why we want to make Flossert services accessible to a broader range of companies and do our humble part to make the world a fairer place.
That's a solid foundation to start from. Building on that, which key learnings from your past leadership experiences do you think would be useful to apply at Flossert?
Well, there are two key learnings we could apply here. The first learning is that a company is defined by the people who represent it. We have to stick to our values and lead by example, which is closely connected to the second learning. Especially in times of great disruptions, be it technological, political, or social, everyone at Flossert and Fairtrade needs to understand that change can be extremely helpful in delivering even greater impact. In short, we have to embrace change.
Thanks for sharing that, Ronald. Although you are relatively new to the ethical certification market, you've probably already developed a good understanding of where Flossert can grow. Where do you see the biggest opportunities for us to tap into potential over the next, let's say, 5 years?
Well, ethical certification is a growing market as a whole. And you could say this is good news for Flossert as a business, but that's not the way we see it. The way we see it is the more we can help to establish ethical certification as a standard, and the more workers are protected in factories, the more sustainable the global economies become. We want to help to make this reality.
Thank you so much, Ronald, for joining me and sharing your insights and vision for the future. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.